Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
Nope, just a lowly financial advisor who wasn't impressed at all.
At all.
Last week with the Federal Reserve.
Man.
Wasn't impressed at all. You know, they failed to find their spine, I think. It's amazing how they can walk without a spine.
Yes, it is. They just kind of flop around. It's like boneless chicken.
Well, you know, we had no change in interest rates, but a hike remains on the calendar for the year. You know, the long-awaited Fed announcement was no change in rates, and it was a 9-to-1 decision. The more hawkish Jeffrey Lacker opted for a 25 basis point, or a quarter of a percent, rather, hike. The Fed Open Market Committee sentence in the statement that sums it up, and I quote, "Recent global economic and financial developments may restrain economic activity somewhat and are likely to put further downward pressure on inflation in the near term." In a new comment in the statement, "But the Fed is monitoring developments ahead."
Ah.
So China, emerging markets, they're in focus. Yellen specifically referred to China in her opening statement. As far as inflation, the core price index recently slowed down. Commodity prices are down. The dollar's up, especially against emerging market currencies. And we've got all the Chinese creating global instability. It keeps things murky for the Fed, but further improvement in the labor market could mitigate low inflation worries. So you have to wonder how much influence the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, which have warned against a 2015 rate hike, had on Fed officials. So a rate hike a little bit later in the year? Well, 13 of 17 policymakers expect a rate hike later in the year. The median rate, 0.375%, or a target of a quarter of a percent to a half a percent. For 2016, the forecast falls from 1.6% to 1.3%, and they see in 2017 about a 2.6% federal funds rate. Four Fed officials see no hike, including one who wants a negative federal funds rate. In other words, he wants the Fed to inject more money, taking those interest rates negative.
Mm.
That's up from two who wanted no change at the June meeting. It's a very gradualist Fed. So to get into the weeds, the current expansion highlights that inflation has yet to awaken, even given the improvement in the labor market. We're at full employment based on the Fed's longer-run full employment rate of about 4.9 to 5.2%. Still, we've got no inflation. The reason? Well, lack of wage inflation, falling commodity prices, and the stronger dollar. The lack of inflation has confused the Fed for quite some time now, and it's likely to remain low. Their own projections don't see the core price index hitting 2% until 2017. So the bottom line is, nobody can control the Fed, but you can control the long-term investment plan. Diversification in your portfolio manages the downside, but it allows for upside potential. The long-term financial plan remains the best path to financial goals. And we're going to see more drama at the October and December meetings. If the Fed stays on hold next month, look past all of the drama. So going back in history, just how good is the Fed at doing all of this? Well, you know, like it or not, the Fed controls short-term interest rates, and they heavily influence the money supply, meaning that it has plenty of control over the economy. The Fed prices short-term money via the federal funds rate and bases its price, or its interest rate, on key economic variables, trends in inflation, the labor market, gross domestic product, that's the stuff that we make. So how do some of the best and the brightest economic minds perform? Well, they came up short in 2012 and 2014.
Mm.
They have consistently underestimated the decline in the unemployment rate. They credit modest job growth and slow-growing labor market. And based on the Fed's definition of full employment, as I said earlier, we're already there. But the Fed fund rate is barely above zero. Who could have imagined 2 years ago, when the jobless rate was above 7%, that we'd still have zero-rate policy and an unemployment rate of 5.1%. The Fed has done a better job of estimating inflation. When it misses, it's on the downside. Currently, there aren't any signs that inflation is moving back to the Fed's target of 2%, but it's something that a lot of Fed officials have consistently forecast. The bottom line, the Fed officials rely on economic forecasts set to policy, but there's plenty of margin for error. The best path is typically a long-term investment plan that provides a modest degree of protection in falling markets while capturing some of the market appreciation in upward cycles. This week, much lighter calendar. The final revision to the second quarter gross domestic product will be released. It's an old number. Third quarter is nearly over,
right?
Janet Yellen speaks at the University of Massachusetts
yes.
on Thursday. Her topic has not been made available. Any clarification or any forward-looking statements on monetary policy would be welcome. Global manufacturing will be of interest. China remains squarely on the radar and could create some short-term volatility, but we've started to see the markets look past all of this weak Chinese data. So remember, long-term, talk to your financial advisor. Keep your eyes on the prize, like the Panthers did yesterday. Great game yesterday.
Yes, they did. That's a great game. That's right.
And so did Wake Forest. Thank you very much.
Did they really?
Yeah, they beat Army.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Go Deeks. All right. Well, if you have some questions about, well, football, actually your financials, all you have to do is call William Morgan.
704-878-6677. The web address is mycmg.net, and you can find us on Facebook.
Every time you hear William Morgan on the radio, you will always be
right on the money.
Securities and Investment Advisory Services through HBEC, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC and Capital Management Group are not affiliated.